Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1274, What to Consider Before Leaving Your Current Job, by Amanda Cruz of womenwhomoney.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host here, and I'm with you every single day, reading from these great blogs about all kinds of work-related topics. So I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you, and we'll get to our post now as we optimize your life. What to Consider Before Leaving Your Current Job, by Amanda Cruz of womenwhomoney.com. Are you thinking about quitting your job? You're not alone. Most people feel like leaving their job sometimes, because even in the ideal position, bad work days happen. But if you're like the 73% of workers today, you might consider leaving your current employer searching for something better. Americans have recently been quitting jobs at a high rate, a trend called the Great Resignation. They're after higher pay, more flexibility, and better growth opportunities. But before you turn in your letter of resignation, it's wise to think it over and have a plan. So listen on for things to consider before quitting your job. Questions to ask yourself before leaving your current employer. We've all had work days when it's tempting to say, "I quit," and walk out the door. Yet, usually it's better to think it through before making a sudden move. First, dig deeper and figure out why you want to leave your employer. Then, if you still want to quit, make a plan for what's next. 1. Why are you thinking about quitting your job? If you wake up each day with that familiar sense of work dread, figure out the reason for your trepidation. Be honest and uncover what specifically is causing your dissatisfaction. Perhaps the pandemic sparked a reordering of your priorities and you're evaluating what you want from your life, work, and employer. It could be that you want a raise, a flexible schedule, better benefits, or more growth opportunities. Or maybe you enjoy your work but are unhappy with your boss, your work setting, or a specific incident. After you get to the source of your dissatisfaction, ask yourself, is it something within your control? And is it permanent or temporary? Then figure out what you can do about it. Will leaving your current employer solve the problem? Or can you improve your current job conditions to be more satisfied? 2. What would it take for you to stay? If a colleague upsets you or you're experiencing job burnout, it could be a temporary problem. It's usually best to avoid knee-jerk reactions to potentially short-lived issues. Instead, you might be able to work out a solution with your boss, coworkers, or your employee assistance program, EAP. But if it's an ongoing problem, decide what needs to change for you to be happier. First, describe your ideal job and write down a list of things you want. Here are some considerations when formulating a job description: compensation, benefits like health insurance, retirement, paid time off, etc., flexible schedule, remote work, independence, and professional growth opportunities. Then, from your list, determine what would need to change at your current job to make you stay. Your ideal work conditions might be possible without changing jobs, especially if you've demonstrated quality work in the past. Don't forget about the benefits. If you leave your current employer, you leave behind the benefits. So before you quit, consider how much value they add. For example, a retirement account or childcare assistance can provide a ton of value. Some benefits may continue even if you quit. For instance, you can continue your group health insurance for up to 18 months through COBRA, but you pay the entire premium out of pocket. Also, you don't lose your 401k or health savings account, HSA, funds. Instead, 401k and 403b funds get transferred to a new employer or rolled over to an individual retirement account, IRA. And HSA funds are yours to keep. 3. Do you have a plan for after you quit? Like, what about money and health insurance? If you don't have another job lined up after you quit, and even if you do, you need a plan and a safety net. What will you do? It's helpful to research job openings in your field before you quit your job. Still, even if the job market is favorable, it could take longer than you expect. Maybe you decide to get more job training between jobs. For example, you could take the time to brush up on your skills, get a new certification, or take a class or two. That leads to the next question. Do you have enough savings? If you quit your job, savings are more important than ever since you have to rely on them to get by. You'll want enough emergency savings to pay your bills, including health insurance. And if you plan to take an extended leave for training, make sure you have enough money to do so. What about health insurance? If your employer provides health insurance, you'll need coverage when you quit. Here are a few options to consider. If you're married and your spouse has health insurance, find out if you can get on their health insurance plan. Federal COBRA benefits let you continue your current group coverage for up to 18 months, but your employer won't continue to pay any of the premium, so you pay the entire cost, plus administrative fees. The Affordable Care Act Marketplace offers health insurance coverage to qualifying individuals, and healthcare sharing ministries are alternatives to health insurance, but they're not health insurance. Instead, they are nonprofit, religion-based memberships, and monthly fees help cover members' medical costs. And 4, what's your next step? Quitting your job can be a tough decision, but if you've tried to make it work and it doesn't, it might be time to move on. Sometimes staying in a job that makes you miserable is worse than facing fears and moving on. Leave your current job on good terms. Leaving on good terms gives you more options. For one, you're more likely to get good references for future work, and you never know, you might get offered a promotion or a future job with your current employer. Most companies require an official written letter of resignation. But before you make it official, it's best to speak with your manager one-on-one and give at least 2 weeks' notice before you quit. Be kind and express gratitude in your verbal and written communication. And prepare to answer questions about your plans. Employers might offer you a raise to get you to stay. Figure out your benefit decisions. Speak with your human resources department or manager before you leave the job. Here are a few items to address. Your 401k or 403b. You can transfer it to your new employer's plan or roll it over into an IRA. Health insurance. If you use COBRA benefits, you must set it up with HR. Remember, you're responsible for the entire premium. Remaining paid time off, PTO. Some states require employers to reimburse you for unused PTO, vacation time, and sick time. And health savings accounts. If you have an HSA, the funds in your account are yours to keep. Do you have a flexible spending account, FSA? You lose any money left in your account when you quit. Yet there are sometimes exceptions if you opt for COBRA coverage. Finding a new job. If you devised your ideal job description when deciding whether to stay or quit, use it to search for new jobs. Also, determine if you need training or skills to get the job you want, or if you're leaving your field altogether. If jobs are plentiful in your field, negotiate what you want, like higher pay or a flexible schedule. If you don't find the right job immediately, you might consider contacting a recruiter to help you. Either way, be persistent and don't give up. Final thoughts. There's a lot to consider before leaving your current employer. You might ask for what you want at your current job, get it, and be happy to stay. But other times, it's in your best interest to quit and move on. Whatever your decision, the best thing to do is ask yourself some critical questions and make a plan to move forward. You just listened to the post titled, What to Consider Before Leaving Your Current Job, by Amanda Cruz of womenwhomoney.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And a big thank you to Amanda, a team writer with Women Who Money. And thanks to Amy and Vicky, the co-founders of the site. Women Who Money is a website that provides helpful information on personal finance, career, and entrepreneurial topics, so you can confidently manage your money, grow your net worth, improve your overall financial health, and eventually achieve financial independence. To check out more of their content, visit them online at womenwhomoney.com. They've got great articles, of course, like this one, but also links to directories, recommendations, a glossary, and more. Again, you can find all of that at womenwhomoney.com. But that will do it for this edition of Optimal Work Daily. Hope you enjoyed the post and that you're having a great day out there. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.